Magic 106.3, Columbus's number one station for classic soul and today's R&B, and home of the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Hello, everyone. Mr. Magic, Maurice Johnson with you. Thanks for joining me here for this live audio interview. I have sitting here in the studio a brand new up-and-coming R&B group. They go by The Dollhouse, and we're going to let them introduce themselves. Let's start over here. We'll work our way over.
Hello there. My name is Alicia Monroe. Nice to meet everybody.
Good morning, afternoon. My name is Saturn Love.
Hey, you guys. This is Tasha the Mrs.
And I am the one and only Lola London.
Hey, that sounds good. Now who's going to be the main speaker? Who's going to... Uh-oh. Here we go. How long have y'all been performing together?
Over 15 years, like since like 1999. We was little kids dancing on the porch. No rhythm, no nothing. Dancing to Britney Spears. And, you know, evolved. You know, like, this is what we love to do.
Okay. Now, I've noticed y'all performed at a lot of events. And tell me who you've opened up for. I've noticed that you've opened up for quite a few people.
Yes, we've opened up for the OJs, the Dramatics, Whispers, George Clinton, the Daz Band, Forecast, so many old school things. Yeah, we've done promotional events for Nicki Minaj, Trina, all kinds of things.
Wow. Okay. All right. And y'all from Cleveland?
Yes. 216.
216 in the house. That'll work. I have family up there in Cleveland, so I'm up in Cleveland all the time. So
okay.
Oh, girl, what's your hood? Where you bees at?
Y'all never. I be over on Lamateer. Okay. Don't ask me what side of town that is, because that's the only thing I know about Cleveland is Lamateer.
You're kind of suburban.
I can get there and back. So that's all good. Just recently, I'll say last night, y'all performed with Lane Lassiter, Michael Jackson impersonator.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all, I was really impressed. How long did it take y'all to learn those moves?
We've been practicing for like a month, maybe.
Yeah, like a month.
For a month.
Okay. All right. And how do y'all like working with him?
Oh, my God. Brilliant. I love
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Best experience ever.
Best experience ever.
I was kind of nervous at first. Like, oh, my God. Well, I feel like I'm meeting Michael Jackson. Like, yeah.
He does a really good job of Michael Jackson, though.
And he's really cool. He's a really nice guy. You know, so he was fun to work with.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. What's your latest single that you got out now? Tell me a little bit about it.
Last night, we performed our latest single, Can I Be Your Girl? You know, I think the name speaks for itself. You know, Can I Be Your Boo? it's like a ballad, slow song, really something sensual, sexy. It's cool. Like, it's one of the, I think it's like the second song we recorded on the album. So, you know, we're really trying to, it's really good in Cleveland. Everybody's starting to get it's starting to get a rotation live. You get a lot of good feedback on it. You know,
yes.
People want to hear it. So we're pushing it. It's a song we love doing.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have that single with me here right now.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and take a listen to it, and we'll get back with y'all in just a minute. Mm.
Look at that boy over there. He is fine.
No, especially on the braids. The
one
with the waves
looks
the best. He's just
the brain, baby.
Oh, my
God. I wonder what their names and stuff is.
And their ages, too, though.
Let's find out.
Okay.
To the boy with the fade, boy with the braids. Can I get your name, your number, and your age? Where is your girl? I don't see her around. No matter how peculiar this may sound.
Can I be your girl? I'll ride when it comes down to it. I'll be your friend when everyone leaves you in the dark. I'll be the one that puts a smile on your face. And the one whose love can never be replaced. I'll be the sunshine when you're down.
Then I said, it's cool, there's no need to worry. I don't have a man and no, I'm not lying. So what's your name, where you from, and what you like to do? Do you have a girl and
That was The Dollhouse and their new single, Can I Be Your Girl. Who wrote that song, y'all?
It was me and my sister, Alicia Monroe, and a previous group member. She goes by the name of Keisha. Shout out to Keisha. Yeah, shout out to Keisha.
And what inspired y'all to write a song like that?
Being girls, we was teenagers when we wrote this song. Sitting, I believe, in like a high school football stadium, watching the boys practice football and
being fast.
We just bust out, ooh, boy with the fade, boy with the waves, boy with the braids, and it just
went from there.
Over time, we went from there. Yep.
So tell me, what's your dreams and aspirations? When y'all get big, who's going to be the first one to go solo? Let me ask that.
None.
I know a lot of groups say this. They're never going to break up. But, like, we literally grew up together. Like, yes. I would never do that to them. And I don't think any of us would do that to each other.
And we definitely had disagreements and got into fights, but that's what sisters do.
And we didn't come into this as a solo artist. We came into this as a group. And we're going to leave as a group. So.
Okay.
Matter of fact, one of our main targets is to prove everybody wrong that female girl groups can stay alive and stay
together. Yeah, we want to do that. Like TLC, because that's what everybody, you know, compares to.
Right. Well, you know what? I was going to say, she looked like Left Eye. She favors Left Eye a little bit.
And I wouldn't feel comfortable being on the stage by myself without them. You know, I feel like this is my lifeline right here. Like, I can't be solo.
Okay.
Right. You guys, all right. I do not look like Left Eye.
What y'all going to be working on next? What's your next project?
New material. You know, we got Can I Be Your Girl in rotation. Of course, that's the single we putting out. But we still want to keep coming with new things as far as for next year. We want to rebrand our whole image. You know, we don't want to come with the same stuff. We want them to see a new Dollhouse. You know, we're possibly looking at a name change, maybe, because we're trying to mature. Like, you know, Dollhouse was when we were, you know, becoming, you know, we first, because we used to go by All For You. That was our first group name, All For You. Then we changed to the Dollhouse after we, like, okay, that ship sailed. Now that
we're getting older.
We think that time is coming again for us to start finding who we are right now again,
as women.
Okay. And if you're someone talking in the background, that's Mama, Manager,
Patty L,
Left Hand, Right Hand,
Momager.
And she do a little singing yourself. Get on that mic over there.
Yes.
Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. It's so nice to be here with Maurice this morning. I want to give a shout out to our DJ.
Hey.
So, you know, I heard you singing last night too. How long have you been singing?
I've been singing ever since I can remember.
Ever since you can remember, huh?
I love to sing.
You ever going to do a project with your daughters?
Well, you know, sometimes we collaborate. You know, they really don't want to because they think I'm old. You know, but sometimes I can call on them, you know, to do a little background for me on certain songs.
Okay.
But as far as a project, perhaps, you know, maybe if they'll have me. They think I want to be the one of the Dollhouse.
Well, they have to get it from somewhere.
Yeah, you know, the fruit doesn't fall too far from you.
There you go.
Yeah, Mommy was in a group when she was younger.
Oh, what group?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it was called LPD.
Okay.
The group consisted of myself, my niece, Laquetta, and my best friend at the time was Delina.
Okay.
So we just took our first initials and called it LPD.
Wow. Well, hey, y'all, I want to thank y'all for stopping by, speaking with me.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
No problem at all. I look forward to hearing great things from y'all. I'm going to be following y'all.
Yes, please do.
Right.
Yes.
And if I hear y'all performing nearby, y'all might see me there. So
all right.
And can we do a special birthday shout out to our Tasha the Missus? She just had a birthday yesterday.
I turned 26, you guys.
Yes, we're getting on. Yes.
Oh, wow.
We're getting old.
I can remember when I was 26. That was about 2 years ago. But that's all good. Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Libras wish
you
in many the house, more. Libras.
There you go. But like I said, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Look forward to your next project, okay?
Yes. Thank you, Columbus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Columbus.
We love you.
We had a very nice visit.